Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Tuesday, December 21st, 2021. Stand up for your country. So President Biden delivered a national address to the folks, to us, we the people, about COVID. There is a quasi-panic up here in the Northeast. I didn't see it in Texas over the weekend, but certainly here in the Northeast, this Omicron variant of COVID got people spooked, there's no doubt about it. And here on Long Island where I am, we get a high rate of transmission of COVID now. It's not as intense as the original COVID, so fewer people go to the hospital, fewer people are dying. And if you are vaccinated, it protects you, you know, more. There are crossover cases, we all know that. But today, President Biden, seeking to reassure the nation, basically said it's all about the vaccination. Roll the first clip.
And thanks to the progress on vaccinations this fall, we've gone from nearly 90 million adults in July who had not even started their vaccination process to fewer than 40 million today. Still too many, but down from 90 to 40. All these people who have not been vaccinated, you have an obligation to yourselves, to your families, and quite frankly, I know I'll get criticized for this, to your country.
So I agree with President Biden on that. I think it's a patriotic act to get vaccinated, even if you're, you know, scared, as a lot of people are, and you don't trust the government. Obviously, many people don't. But the medical stats, and again, a lot of people don't believe them, don't trust them. But they say, and this is coming from the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, if you're vaccinated, you are less likely to spread all forms of COVID. So, for me, I'm just talking personally now, I say, okay, I'm going to get vaccinated to protect myself, my family, and to do what I think is best for the country. Simple equation. Now we'll deal with the unvaccinated and that mentality coming up. We got Donald Trump on the vaccine. We got a really, I think, the best program in the country on this tonight. So hang tough. Now the second part of the speech today, and it was a speech, he's reading off the teleprompter, was Mr. Biden getting personal. Go.
I got my booster shot as soon as they were available. And just the other day, former President Trump announced he had gotten his booster shot. Maybe one of the few things he and I agree on. People with booster shots are highly protected. Join them. Join us. It's been 6 months or more since my second shot. If it's been 6 months or more from your second shot when I got my booster, you can get yours today if you've been 6 months or more since your second shot.
And he should have explained that, but he didn't, all right, because the vaccine wanes. So, but they don't know precisely how much time. And same thing if you have COVID, that you have antibodies, but they don't know when the antibodies wear off. There's a lot people don't know. And Mr. Biden should have been more explicit in that explanation because he's got the best data. Now, after the address, he took questions, Mr. Biden did, largely incoherent. And the White House press corps, they don't know what to do because no government can stop the COVID spread. You can see it all over the world. I mean, how fast was this South African variant? It was like boom, 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 bang. I mean, it's so frightening. This virus is so frightening because, you know, I've always said it's a lethal warning. This is a warning. Now, I'm a faith-based guy, so I attribute the warning to a higher power. But even if you don't believe, if this were a biological occurrence that was worse, and I don't know, I mean, you have 800,000 dead in America. Pretty bad. But you can imagine it could wipe out the world. You wipe everybody out, just like a science fiction movie. So recapping today, I don't have any beef with what President Biden did. The only thing he can do is encourage mass vaccinations. He did that. A lot of people don't like Biden that won't get vaccinated. And that's just the reality of life in America. Now, okay, so let's go to Donald Trump, who's also affected by this COVID stuff. So as you may know, we were in Houston on Saturday and Dallas on Sunday, Donald Trump and myself, for the history tour. And in Dallas, with a packed house, we got to talking about the vaccine. And you remember Operation Warp Speed. It was a miracle that the United States developed the vaccine in 9 months. And to this day, almost 2 years after COVID broke out, Russia, Novavax, China, Novavax, Brazil, Sri Lanka, Novavax. Nobody in the world has done it but us. So I did put that question to Trump in the live show. Go.
We got a vaccine done in less than 9 months that was supposed to take from 5 to 12 years. Because of that vaccine, millions and millions of people, I think this would have been the Spanish flu of 1917, where up to 100 million people died. This was going to ravage the country far beyond what it is right now. Take credit for it. Take credit for it. It's a great, what we've done is historic. Don't let them take it away. Don't take it away from ourselves. You're playing that, you're playing right into their hands when you sort of like, oh, the vaccine. If you don't want to take it, you shouldn't be forced to take it. No mandates, but take credit because we saved tens of millions of lives. Take credit. Don't let them take that away from you.
Okay, so the president made news.
Do you agree with that? Right?
Both the president and I are vaxxed, and did you get the booster?
Yes.
I got it too. Okay, so.
Don't. That's all. There's a very tiny group over there.
So about 12,000 in the building, and maybe 50 people booed. They're anti-vaxxers. And anti-vaxxers don't like the vaccine. They're about, I think the latest number is 40 million Americans estimated to be anti-vaxxers. And there's a variety of reasons. Fear is the most common, but then there are conspiracy people that think, you know, they're injecting something into your body and toes are going to fall off in 5 years, whatever it may be. But the anti-vaxxers don't suspend their rights because they're not going along with the program. You see, now I, and you know this because I've gotten literally hundreds of letters, I believe the best way to protect yourself is to be vaccinated, and I've said that quite clearly. However, dissent is allowed in this country, and that's what I talked to Dan Abrams about last night on News Nation. Roll the tape.
You know, you mentioned fear being a reason people aren't getting vaccinated. There are a lot of people out there, and I think there's some truth to it, which is that some of the people on Fox News in particular have been making people reluctant to get the vaccine based on what they've been saying publicly in particular. I listened
today.
You're
giving them way too much credit. Nobody makes anybody. Nobody makes anybody anything. I did it for more than 20 years.
I didn't say make.
There are some people on
make.
Fox News. Yes, you did. Yeah, you said
make. If I said make, I should have said, I should have said influenced, are responsible for potentially making people afraid.
This is what nobody understands, and I'm going to make it quite clear. The people who on Fox News who don't like the vax have a perfect right to that opinion. They have a perfect right to it, okay?
Well, and of course they have a right to it, but that doesn't mean it's the right thing to do.
Wait a minute. If they believe in their heart that the vax, for whatever reason, is not worthy or not good, that's their job to say what they think. Now,
really?
If I'm there,
facts
I'll destroy
that. Everything's opinion.
On the air.
Yeah.
You would. I'll counter. Yeah, that's what I'll do, because that's my opinion, that the vax does save lives, but I don't resent them or want to shut
it's
them
not opinion,
off
Bill.
Because they have an opposite opinion.
But you know this is an opinion. You just said it yourself, that it saved X number of lives, whatever that number is.
It's an opinion.
That it's that
sure
it says that the vaccine has saved lives is an opinion.
People.
Right. So it's an opinion. Look, the vaccine saved lives.
They don't believe that. They believe. They
believe
that
they
natural
believe
immunity.
They're wrong. Natural immunity is real, by the way. We're not talking about natural immunity. I'm talking about, when I say natural immunity, I mean in particular once you get the disease, et cetera. I'm talking about the fact that the vaccine works. That's a fact. When I say works, it means
but
it prevents people from dying.
Abrams.
Right?
All right. But they're going to say, because they don't like the vaccine for whatever reason, and there are a million of them, they're going to say, oh, there's crossovers. Oh, look at the Kansas City Chiefs coach.
Yeah.
He was vaccinated and he got it. So you can't deal with that. All you can deal with as a reporter, which you are, is present the medical science. If the conspiracy people want to go into the ozone layer, they have a right
to do it. You're saying it's their right to do it.
But our responsibility.
You're saying it's their right to do it.
Right. We have a responsibility. In the punditry, to put forth the strongest argument. And the strongest argument is, as you just said, the vaccine saves lives. And that's what President Trump said. Okay, so we were talking past each other a little bit. So Abrams thinks that if the medical science contradicts an opinion, which at this point it does, all right, so the medical science says, if you take the vax, you're more protected. You're less likely to die or be hospitalized. That's what the medical science says. No dispute about that. But Abrams says because of that, that the other opinion is invalidated. Not in our country. Not in our country. So you can go up against the medical science if you want. I think you're losing the argument to do so. And I think that President Trump was pretty straightforward. And he said, look, the vaccine that we developed in a miracle 9 months has saved millions of lives, which it has. But no matter what you say, 40 million people aren't going to believe you. And they have a right to that. So that was what I was trying to get across. So many in this country, particularly in the media, want to shut down the opinion of the anti-vaxxers. They don't want to hear it. And if you take that opinion, then you're the devil. You're a bad person. All right? I think that's counter to our republic. I want to hear what the anti-vaxxers have to say. And I have to tell you, through all this time, almost 2 years now, I have never, ever heard a cogent argument that swayed my opinion off the vaccine being the best protection from anyone. They always go into the conspiratorial area, and I am not a conspiracy guy. So I thought it was very interesting. Once again, we thank Dan Abrams and News Nation for having us on. Many people wouldn't. They're afraid of me, and that's just the way it is. Latest COVID stats for you. Over 800,000 Americans are dead from COVID. Boy, 829,000 are dead. Confirmed cases in the USA, 52 million, 332 million people, 52. And 73% of the new cases in the country were caused by this new variant, Omicron. All right, so those are the latest stats. And once again, as we said at the top of the program with President Biden, government can't stop this. It's going to have to play out on its own. But we, the people, can protect ourselves. And, you know, we've been through that. All right, let's go to the Pentagon. Now, this is a story that I cannot verify because it's all anonymous stuff, and I hate to report it, but, you know, I have to in the sense that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who does what he's told, okay, he's not like a defense secretary that has a unique opinion on life. Austin's a bureaucrat. So they're going after the extremism factor again. I don't know why. Because I've looked at all the data, and there are not a lot of military people who are in the extremist category. But they're rooting them out, and they want to make sure troops are clear on what they can and can't do. The new policy says that you can't advocate terrorism. Well, that would be treason, so you get charged for that. You cannot support the overthrow of the American government. Again, treason, you get charged. You can't fundraise if you're in the military. That's interesting. No fundraising. And you cannot like on the Twitter or the internet. You can't put a like on there for some Nazi group or extremist group. Now, they don't say right wing here, but it's obviously all that. So are the military banned from supporting Black Lives Matter? Mr. Austin, that's an extremist group. Black Lives Matter, it's a communist group. They want to overthrow the government. Are you going to come down on military people who are supporting Black Lives Matter, sir? This is a bunch of garbage, this. This is all trying to make Americans think that there's some big right-wing Nazi movement ready to swoop in. And it isn't. Again, I'm not going to give you the stats because it's anonymous sources. I can't verify them, so I'm not wasting my time. So yesterday we told you that Senator Manchin, West Virginia Democrat, because he killed the Build Back Better bill, my opinion is going to switch to the Republican Party. And, maybe I'm wrong. We'll see. But certainly people are talking about it. We'll take.
He doesn't fit well over there. But that's a decision ultimately he has to make. We certainly welcome him to join us if he were so inclined.
Okay, so he was on the radio, I guess, McConnell saying that. But what's interesting to me is that you don't have to do anything. As we said yesterday, if you're an elected person to the House or the Senate and you want to switch parties, you can just switch. You don't have to go back to your district. There's not a re-election. You can say, I don't like these people anymore. I'm going to be this. Now, some people say Manchin's going to become an independent like the guy in Maine, but he caucuses with the Democrats. Democrats don't want anything to do with Manchin now. So I think Manchin, because West Virginia is a red state, went big for Trump. I think he might go to the Republican Party. But again, I could be wrong. So here's a story that's just annoying. Just annoys me to death. So in the last 10 years, in the city of Chicago, 6,746 people have been murdered. 6,746. And it's accelerated. This year, more than 1,000 people will be murdered in the Windy City. More than 80% of those people are Black, or were Black, because they're not here anymore on the planet. They're dead. 80%. Okay. Now, you should hear an outcry from the president to the head of the FBI, to the governor of Illinois, Pritzker, the worst governor in the country, and Mayor Lightfoot of Chicago. You should hear an outcry. Minority people are being slaughtered on the streets of Chicago. BLM, Black Lives Matter, where are they? Nowhere. No way. Because it's Blacks killing Blacks. Then they don't want to talk about that. So Lightfoot finally, under enormous pressure, because she is, the combination of Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, and Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, is like, you got nobody there. Nobody. Well, here's what Lightfoot said yesterday. Go.
Only the federal government has the resources and reach to make a meaningful dent in illegal gun trafficking across state lines. They must do more. And we are ready, willing, and able to work in further partnership in this crucial work.
Yeah, that's right, lady. Is the guns across state line. That's what's doing it. Not the people pulling the trigger of the gun. No. It's the guns coming in from the south or wherever. Oh, the federal government's going to stop it. I guess maybe they'll put a wall up around Chicago. Like, that's right. There's no wall on the border. And it will stop those guns. The guns are kind of walking on the Dan Ryan Expressway themselves right up. But no people doing it. No criminals. No. We can't do that. Kim Fox, DA in Cook County. Oh, no. Kim Fox, if you remember, there was a shootout, a gang shootout, all right, where hundreds of rounds were fired. Okay? People inside a house, people outside the house. Fox. So we're not going to prosecute that because it was an equal thing. That was insane. This is what Cook County is, what Chicago is. That's why thousands of people are dying. We're not going to go after those people. Now, I've said this and said this and said this. I told President Obama and I told President Trump. The only way you are going to break the cycle of murder in Chicago is to put the National Guard in the neighborhoods where the drug gangs rule. Got to understand what happens. These are ghetto neighborhoods. The drug gangs have the power People are not going to testify against them because the drug gangs will kill the witness and their whole family. So you don't get any cooperation. The drug gangs, they walk out, they sell their narcotics, they're armed to the teeth, and they kill each other over territory. And if you're in the middle of the crossfire, you're dead. If the kids are playing on a playground and that's where the gunfire is, they're dead. You're not going to stop it. The cops in Chicago, for whatever reason, probably Lightfoot and Fox, they say, we're not even going to bother with it because it puts us in harm's way. If we get into a shootout, we're going to be prosecuted, not the gang members. And we might get shot in the head for what? We bring them in, they're out on bail, and they're not prosecuted. I'm sorry, but that is the mentality of many police officers, not only in Chicago, but in all these liberal cities. If you put the National Guard on the streets in those neighborhoods, it stops immediately. The National Guard cannot arrest, but it can detain. And then the feds got to figure out a way to charge the drug gangs with RICO statutes. Take it out of the local and charge them with federal crimes. You don't have to be a genius to figure this out, but nobody will do it. Obama wouldn't do it, even though Chicago is ostensibly his hometown. And Donald Trump didn't do it either. And I had conversations with both men saying, this is it. This is what has to happen. And this is never going to stop until it does. It just pains me. Should not be happening in the United States of America.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
All right, the Washington Post is finally figuring out, you know, Biden's border policy is not very good, but not because it's hurting Americans. No. The Washington Post is upset that it's hurting migrants, the people who are trying to sneak in. All right, put it on the screen. Quote, this is an editorial. Desperation south of the border with Mexico has yielded a long, grisly toll. Death in the desert and elsewhere along routes that migrants ply on their way north. That toll soared in the past year to its highest point since 2014, when the carnage was first systematically documented. Its causes are multiple, but in part represents an indictment of the incoherency of President Biden's border policy. Now, we said this very early on. You're going to have an open border. People are going to charge money. The cartels are going to charge the migrants money to get them across. That's what's happening. If the cartel wants to rape somebody, they're going to rape them. They want to shake somebody down, beat somebody up, put a bullet in somebody's head. They're going to do it because there are thousands of these poor people trying to get in here. Now, Biden doesn't know, doesn't care. But the Washington Post finally figured it out that these poor migrants, and we must feel sorry for them. I gave an enormous amount of money to help these migrants, okay, out of my own pocket. That's how sorry I feel for them. I don't want them sneaking in the country, but their situation is desperate. Okay, so, you know, the left is never going to acknowledge that the flood of 2 million people in here hurts Americans. They'll never acknowledge that because they want this, and they're getting it. All right, the Center for Immigration Studies, citing the Census Bureau's monthly current population survey, says that The total immigrant population in the USA, both legal and illegal, is at a record 46 million, the highest number ever recorded. 46 million people born overseas are now here on our soil. As a share of the U.S. populations, it is 14%. 14% foreign-born, okay? The number of immigrants in this country just from November 2020 to November 2021, more than 2 million, and that's Biden's open border policy, right there. Flooded in. Hispanic immigrants account for 60% of the new immigrants, and the states impacted, Florida the highest, 615,000, California 451, Arizona 173, Wisconsin, isn't that interesting, Wisconsin, 156, Virginia 135. So you can see this flood of people coming into the United States. That costs the taxpayer an enormous amount of money. Enormous. All right, this is the last show of the year. Did you know that? I'm tired, my staff's tired, everybody's tired. And we did a hell of a job for you this year. I'm sorry, I have to say it. We really delivered. Way ahead of everything. Predictions all came true. And I'm going to lead off with a montage of one of my predictions. Everything we said happened. And that's why you're premium members, and that's why you watch us on the First TV. You listen to us on WABC Radio, where they have record ratings at 9 in the evening. People listening to the podcast on WABC Radio. Okay? It's a phenomenon. So I want to give you a little look back on some of the things that we did this year. And then we're going to have a special with Holly, the Christmas dog. So hang tough, roll the tape. So you're going to have, if Biden wins, you're going to have illegal immigration, boom. You're going to have tax rise, boom. You're going to have a lot of social programs. So Trump did a lot of executive orders. They're all going to go. And there'll be a lot more regulations on oil, all of that. And then you're going to start to see the unintended consequences of all of that. When Donald Trump took over as president, there were caravans, thousands of people coming here. And for the first 3 years, they just came and came and came. What drove that?
So the problem of illegal family migration and illegal minor migration really began in earnest in 2013 and 2014. And this was the problem known as catch and release, where people would make asylum claims. Those claims take weeks, months, even years to process. And so they would be released into the interior. And so large caravans took advantage of this in coordination with smugglers to simply turn themselves in huge numbers into the Border Patrol. We spent 3 years fighting the ACLU, fighting radical left-wing judges, and fighting activist injunctions to ultimately put in place a program to end catch and release.
Now, I've been saying that for 2 weeks based on my analysis of the border, the open border, and all the drugs that are coming in. So presto, yesterday, the U.S. Border Patrol announces that more fentanyl has been seized at the border in the first few months of this year than in all of 2020. Many African Americans believe that police in general give blacks a harder time than whites. Do you believe that?
Well, of course, many African Americans believe that, and I don't know whether that is true. I think there's a lot of people you see on TV that says that, and there's no doubt, you know, you see a lot of sound bites, you see a lot of television where that has happened, but there's a lot of African American that do listen, and they said, well, you know, they look at the statistics. And I think that's one thing that people don't want to look at is the statistics.
What is it about criminals that fascinates the American public?
You know, I this has been going back since the beginning of movies, mob movies, just like Westerns. You know, mob movies are kind of like even the modern day Westerns. People are fascinated with this life, which is a horrible life, Bill.
Cancel culture is adored in Hollywood. They love to destroy people. You would say, why? Why do you want to destroy creative people in it. Because if you disagree with them on any level, they want to hurt you. That's called narcissism. All right? And narcissists are drawn to Hollywood. Everything that a narcissist is, looking at yourself in the mirror, that's narcissist, all right, all day long, all of that. So the cancel culture, this is ground zero for it, Hollywood. And almost every day, and I'm sure you noticed, another person goes off of the cliff, all right? And they love it out there. They just love it. It's amazing. Okay, according to the Wall Street Journal, Americans are cursing more. They've studied the internet, and people use vile language all the time on it. I'm a guy that has tossed around some four-letter words in my life, but, you know, I've stopped doing that mostly. I use the word blanking now. So if I want to curse, instead of saying the F word or whatever, I say blanking, okay? Because I think if you use a lot of swear words, it brings you down. And your discourse is not as intelligent. That's just my opinion. So I substitute blank, and maybe that doesn't work, but that's what I do. But anyway, from 2019 to 21, according to the Journal, mentions of bad words on the net rose 41%. This day in history, this is an interesting story. So Elvis Presley was a guy who had a very troubled life. He died at 42. And when he was spiraling down, he took an interest in the anti-drug movement in America. So 51 years ago today, he requested a meeting with Richard Nixon, the president of the United States, to talk about the drug situation. The irony is that Presley was taking all kinds of narcotics himself, but he resented the Beatles and others promoting the use of marijuana. So Presley's, manager or whatever, gave a envelope to Nixon's people, and Nixon, in 3 hours, got back to Presley, who's in Washington at the National Hotel, and invited him to the White House for a meeting. There they are. And Elvis wanted a DEA badge, or a Drug Enforcement Agency badge, which he got, okay? But here's the interesting thing about this. Nixon never put it out publicly, never said it that he met with Elvis or anything like that. They buried it because of H.R. Haldeman. Now, if you follow the Nixon administration, you know he was one of the hatchet men, the henchmen. He said, you know, it's not going to be good for your image to meet with Elvis. But that happened 51 years ago, December 21st, 1970. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to have some mail, and then we are going to introduce you to the Christmas dog, Holly O'Reilly. Right back.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
All right, let's get some mail on the board. Dawn Matalowski, War Road, Minnesota. Bill, I'm confused. As an infant, and I had whooping cough. To this day, I'm protected from ever getting that again. Same with measles, chicken pox, and mumps. I was vaccinated against all of the known childhood diseases and have never been exposed to any of them. So why am I not protected by my antibodies because I had COVID? I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a medical person, but there are crossovers all over the place. It might be because there are different variants of this COVID. I don't know. But again, we'll go back to the top of the program. Right now, the best way you can protect yourself is the vax, but it's not 100%, as everybody knows. Lorraine, concierge member, we appreciate that, Lorraine. I hope you check that program out. Bill, after tonight's broadcast, I remember a statement you made after the election, but before the Georgia Senate runoff. You said, if the two Republicans lose in Georgia, Joe Manchin would be the most powerful politician in Washington. There you go, Lorraine. I'm glad you remembered it. Thank you very much. Brent Hudson, Sydney, Australia. Bill, can a new president overturn appointments such as commissioner to the FCC and other agencies? Yes. So when a new president comes in, all of the agency chiefs in the federal government are required to submit a resignation. They all have to write out a resignation. Some of them are accepted and some of them are declined. But they, heads of all of our federal agencies serve at the pleasure of the president. Robert Kinsey, Tyler, Texas. Bill, thank you for your latest column, The Ghost of Policies Past. It's really nice to see a well-written column, and the humor really lifted my spirits at Christmas. I hope you read this column. I think it's one of my best. It's on BillO'Reilly.com. You don't have to be a member. You can just go there and punch it up and read it. Enjoy it. I hope you like it. Edwin Del Carpio, Seattle, Washington. I attended the history tour in Dallas, and it was very educational. Donald Trump spoke on a variety of hot topics that would not be heard on the mainstream media. You bet. We broke all kinds of ground. And you know what, Edwin, coming down from Seattle, that was very, very nice of you to do. And I'm glad you enjoyed the show. Alfred Hermosillo, San Antonio, Texas. Hey, Bill, just want to say we had a great time in Houston. I studied Trump like a hawk and even learned a lot I didn't know. It was a blast. We had a great time in Houston as well. I had the best brisket I've ever had. We had lunch before the show. Oh, so good. Can't get that here in New York. Barry, I attended the history tour in Dallas, had a great time. I also met the nicest people. My aunt is in a wheelchair, and every time we needed help, someone stepped forward and gave us assistance. It was a great crowd. And you know, we had a lot of security there. I told you about how much security there was. Not a problem ever. In all four venues, no problems. Great crowd. Great. About 35,000 for the four shows. Carol, I haven't read Killing Jesus, but I was always taught that he was a carpenter like his father Joseph. Aha. That is why, Carol, you have to read Killing Jesus. A perfect book in this Christmas week. The history of Jesus is different than what you know from religion. Jesus was a stone cutter, just like his father, because there wasn't much wood where they lived, not a lot of trees, and the structures were built primarily of stone. Just one little tidbit in there. All right, last day for Christmas gifts in the O'Reilly, BillO'Reilly.com Christmas store. Expedited shipping will get it to you, but it's got to be today. Now, all the killing books, Killing Jesus, Killing the Mob, which is the current one, they're all marked down. This is the best time to get them, and we'll bop them right out to you. And then please give premium memberships and concierge memberships. You can get those right up to Christmas Eve. We'll get them to you right up. So if you forget somebody or you have somebody in mind, we'll get it to you. BillO'Reilly.com Christmas store. Word of the day, do not be craven. C-R-A-V-E-N, craven. Holly the Christmas dog on the way.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. All right, the final thought of the day is that this is our last program in 2021. We hope you've enjoyed it. And to enhance it, I get literally hundreds of pieces of mail about Holly the Terror Dog. But this week, I've changed her name to Holly the Christmas Dog. Now, we had to tape this about an hour ago because Holly sheds and get it all over. I'll tell you about that. But here it is. Roll the tape. And here is Holly the Christmas Dog. Hi, Holly. You ready for Christmas? Yeah, she's ready. So if you pull this off on TV, you get a snack. Oh, no snack for wiggling. No snack for wiggling. You have to be good. So the reason I'm wearing a sweatshirt is because Holly sheds an amazing amount. And if I had a suit, there'd be dog hair all over, right, Holly? And it really doesn't matter if it's Christmas to Holly, because every day Holly does the same thing. She naps and snacks, right? We snack in the morning and in the late afternoon, and then we map in between. So anyway, wave to everybody. Holly is a full-bred corgi, bred to keep sheep from falling off cliffs. That's what corgis do. And one ear doesn't stand up. Hop, hop, hop. No snack if you're going to wiggle around. So I want you to reach everybody a Merry Christmas in dog sign language. There it is. There it is. That's the Merry Christmas Dog. And now we'll return you to our regular programming. So anyway, Holly's a good dog. Holly is a good dog. So I want to thank you all very much for watching us. And you know, I said it earlier in the program, but we're an independent news agency here. We depend on you. And we want you to spread the word. We want you to get the memberships as gifts, and we're expanding our power greatly. We made big news in the last 2 weeks with President Trump on a history tour. We are an honest broadcast. That's what I can tell you, that your time is well invested here. We will never mislead you. We will never tell you something that isn't true. And we will conduct ourselves in the most responsible manner. So I love doing this show. I mean, I like doing this better than I like doing the Fox News Channel or working at ABC and CBS or Inside Edition. I run the show. I don't have to sit with people who may not really understand what you need as far as information is concerned. I think that's a big problem with these corporate media people. They have no idea what you need, and they don't like you. Trust me, they don't like you. They think that you're deplorable, just like Hillary Clinton said. We love you, and we're in business to help you. I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't think it was helping out. So I want everybody to have a nice Christmas. And by that, I mean, when you get a negative thought or something bothers you, replace it with a positive thought. Think back about past Christmases and nice experiences you've had, your loved ones, the people that mean a lot to you. Get some alone time. You know, I like a bunch of alone time on Christmas week and New Year's week to kind of just contemplate the year past and the year ahead, what I want to accomplish. But just be happy, as you can be. All right? We are living in a troubled time, but that doesn't mean that you have to let it bleed over into Christmas and New Year's. You don't. All right? You can have a good time, relaxed time. You know, if something's upsetting you, just go outside. If you want to come over and walk Holly the Terror Dog, that's fine. You know? So that's my advice. I really want you to have a nice Christmas. And I really appreciate you guys watching us all year round. And we will see you on January 3rd.